This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome everybody to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, easy and sustainably yours. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, worm and bug farmer, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, ecopreneur, and co-owner of Arbico Organics and Dr. Bug Lady. With me this hour is the amazing author, presenter, blogger, YouTuber, mom, and gardener, Kelly Kim. Kelly Kim and her husband are organic gardeners, and together they help gardeners all over the world learn how to grow their own food in a quick, simple, and inexpensive way through her YouTube channel, Kelly Kim Garden and Home. She and her husband, Jerry, who goes by the name Camera Guy, share garden how-tos, tips, and healthy garden-to-table recipes. Camera Guy loves being videographer, editor for their YouTube channel, and every so often makes appearances in videos. They have two amazing children who also make appearances in their videos as well. Their YouTube channel, Kelly Kim Garden and Home Do-It-Yourself, has over 800 garden video tutorials, and each week they add more. People from all over the world are now watching their videos, learning to grow their own food, becoming a part of their garden community, and having a lot of fun along the way. Let's hear more about this much-needed and appreciated endeavor. And now I'd like to welcome Kelly Kim to the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Kelly Kim. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are amazing. I just had so much fun looking at your website and the YouTube videos and all the amazing things you've done. You know, you have really done a lot for gardeners worldwide. And so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Yes, and you sent me a beautifully written, wonderful biography. So let's start off by having you tell your story about how you grew up gardening with your family and how you finally came to where you are today with your website, blog, videos, and so much more.
Sure. Well, I grew up in a large family. There was 10 of us. So pretty much out of necessity, my parents needed to grow a garden just to help cut down on the grocery bill. So they had all of us kids get out there and help them, you know, dig up a large garden. It was part of our job as young kids to tend to it. And I just remember as a kid, I was probably eight or nine years old, just picking those long rows of beans. And I'm telling you, it just seemed endless. And I have to be honest, at the time, I wasn't too thrilled about growing vegetables or eating vegetables as a kid. But my mom taught us how to can and freeze and preserve our vegetables. So we had things down in the basement, you know, all throughout the winter. And I have great memories of just those rows and rows of beautifully, you know, canned peaches and tomatoes and frozen corn and beans and all kinds of things. And I really loved the taste of it. And as an adult, I didn't really have a chance to garden because we lived in small apartments and I didn't know about, you know, space, you know, growing in a small space or anything like that. But I always thought back and remembered those great memories of my childhood and wanted to have a garden as an adult. So we were finally able to, at the time, my husband, we got married, moved to Southern California, and then we were able to finally purchase a home of our own and have a backyard. And I was absolutely thrilled to pieces that I would finally be able to have my own garden. So I busily got to work digging out a corner of my backyard, and I had no idea about anything organic or growing from seed or any kind of special gardening, you know, methods or anything like that. But I just dug in and dug up my garden and got the kids out on Mother's Day. It was my only wish that the whole family, our two kids, would be out in the garden and plant my very first garden of my own. So that's kind of how my garden started. And then from there, the following year, we started our YouTube channel kind of by accident, actually. We had been on a backyard garden show. They had been able to redo our entire backyard as part of the garden show. So we were able to terrace the hill that we live on, and I was able to plant that out and to kind of expand my original garden. Well, my husband, Jerry, is a videographer, and one day a couple of him and his friends said, let's try and make a viral video. And Jerry asked me, what are you doing right now? And I said, well, I'm taking some compost. I'm going to fertilize my vegetables out in the garden. So he followed me out. He said, well, just tell about what you're doing. And so I just started to talk a little bit about composting and how good it was for the soil and how it would really help you grow your organic vegetables. We posted on YouTube. I'm not even sure how people started watching, but somehow they did and started commenting and asking us for more videos. So that's kind of how our YouTube channel and how I got started in gardening.
It's a beautiful story, and I identify a lot with it because having come from a big family and had a grandmother who loved to garden and taught all of us how to garden, and you know, we would be out there with her, helping her and harvesting with her, and then watching her take things, as you said, can things and freeze things and make things. And I mean, I didn't realize at the time, you know, what an amazing experience that was, and how it was so important in my life and in my family's life. My parents, they were the first generation of people that literally forgot how to garden, stopped gardening. They, you know, they were obsessed with it. I mean, that generation was obsessed with canned foods. You know, we thought a frozen TV dinner was the coolest thing ever, you know, and when you look at it, it was like kind of crummy, you know.
Yeah, they taste
terrible. What the heck is a Salisbury steak, you know? Like, what the heck?
Right. Exactly.
Right. We loved it. And we loved, you know, Chef Boyardee, you know, spaghetti out of a can. It was just so sugary, but you loved it. And so what happened is people forgot how to garden. They forgot how to save seeds. They, you know, and then the other thing is we started losing all of our vegetables, our legacy, where all you saw were just orange carrots, and all you saw were just perfect tomatoes, and all you saw was just one kind of russet potato. And so I'm so glad that we have people like you and your husband that have dedicated your lives, and also working together as a team. My husband and I also started Arbico Organics a long time ago. And you know, I've got to say, it was very romantic, you know, starting off the two of us, pioneers and crusaders, much like you guys, who have started with one thing and another and another, and the next thing you know, you've got a full out life that's supported by the thing that you love the most, which I'm so appreciative of, and I'm sure our audience is too. So let's see. I know that you know, we talked a little bit about how you got started gardening, but tell us a little bit about where you garden now and how you use that as your backdrop for many of your videos.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we live in Southern California, and one thing that's amazing about living here is the climate, of course. We have warm weather all year round. I mean, we feel like we get a winter, but I know it's nothing like the winter that most people experience. We can pretty much grow something all year round, so I grow, you know, the warm weather vegetables in the spring and summer like everyone else does. However, I can grow them much longer in the fall. We can usually have warm weather vegetables growing through November. And then really the cool weather vegetables grow beautifully in the wintertime. So that's one thing I love about living here. Growing up in Colorado, obviously we couldn't do that. So it's really a lot of fun to be able to grow year-round. And something that's really unique about where we live is our house is actually situated on a hill with a downslope behind us. So when we were on that backyard garden TV show, or before we were on it, it was just a weedy hill and was really completely unusable for growing vegetables. So because we were fortunate enough to get chosen for that backyard show, we were able to terrace out the hill, and we use a lot of it for all of it for gardening space. And then at the bottom, we have several garden beds at the bottom as well, because it's a nice big flat area. So it's really kind of a combination of in-ground gardens, several raised beds, and then I do also love to container garden. I try and stick containers wherever I can and have several right outside my back door so I can just step outside and grab vegetables. And one of my favorite things is just going outside and kind of wandering around and seeing what I can pick for a meal. So,
I love that.
You know, Jerry will say, uh-oh, where's Kim? Oh, she's in the backyard. You know, she's trying to figure out what we can have for dinner. So I just absolutely love
We're going to have to take a quick break, Callie, but we're coming right back, everybody. everybody, with the amazing Callie Kim. She's going to turn us on to a lot more tips about gardening. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody.
everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. And this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest this hour is powerhouse gardener Kelly Kim. She and her husband's YouTube channel, Kelly Kim Garden and Home Do It Yourself, has over 800 garden video tutorials, and they add more every week and more than 37 million of views from gardeners worldwide. She provides garden support, shares garden how-tos, tips, and healthy garden to table recipes through their YouTube channel, blog, online seed shop. KellyKimGardenAndHome.com. That's where you can find all this amazing information and social media communities. Be sure to look at Kelly Kim Garden and Home on YouTube. It's packed with so much gardening information. And welcome back, Kelly Kim. I apologize for having to interrupt you.
No worries.
You were getting so excited about telling us about this garden. So I was like, oh, my God, this is not a good time to have to cut her off.
Okay.
So finish, because you were saying you said how much you'd like to use every bit of space, and so you've got raised beds.
Yeah.
You also have in yard, and then container gardens, and your kitchen garden, and then I had to cut you off. So continue.
No problem. I was just saying that I love to call it my garden grocery store, and I love, you know, going out to the grocery store and going to aisle one and picking some tomatoes, then heading down to aisle two and picking some peppers or some herbs. And I just love that concept of just shopping local, and you can't get any more local than your own backyard. And I love to get people excited about growing their own garden grocery store.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great way to call it. And I feel the same way. We have two gardens, one which is right outside of our house, and it's actually has a protection on it because the birds will and everything else will eat it. But I go out and I have tomatoes and peppers and herbs and, you know, chilies and all kinds of fun things there that I could just grab, and I bring in, and it's so fun to just walk out and pick, and then you walk in and make a fresh salsa. It's delicious. And then we have another garden that's much bigger, so that, you know, we have lots more stuff going on in there. So, but anyway,
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned successes and challenges of gardening year-round in Southern California. We have the same thing in here in Arizona, because it's an inferno in the summertime. And so when the rest of the, you know, in like Colorado, where they're experiencing their heyday, we in those months, we have to kind of take a step back a little bit because it's just too hot. So share with us those challenges and successes, because I think it's important for people to understand it's not always a success, and that success is not always, you know, failure is not always a failure. That some things aren't going to make it.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that I just pretty much start off saying, some things are going to die, and that's okay. you know, there's definitely successes and failures, and I always consider the failures a learning experience, not a failure. Anything I can harvest and grow on my own is much better than something I can get at the grocery store. And I think one of the huge disadvantages, I mentioned this a little earlier, is that we can grow year-round. So that's one thing I absolutely love. And there's definitely, you know, working with the seasons. We do have seasons, although they're a lot milder. Probably one of the hugest challenges is, you kind of mentioned this too, is the heat and then the drought. California's been in a drought for a lot of years. Although last winter we had a lot more rain, but we pretty much had no rain for probably a good solid 6 months out of the year. So everything has to be irrigated. And when you have a garden as large as I have, that can be a challenge to make sure everything is getting watered, and different vegetables with different watering needs are getting watered at the right time. But I pretty much have figured that out over the years and have everything on the automatic drip irrigation system. So I'd be completely lost without that, for sure. And the other big challenge is the heat in the summer, like I'm sure you have there in Arizona as well. So just getting things sometimes to stay alive is the challenge, and getting things covered with shade cloth to make sure that, you know, all the blossoms from the tomatoes and the peppers don't drop, and you're pretty much at ground zero. If the blossoms drop, you've got to kind of start all over again. So just keeping your plants protected in the heat and in the drought is probably one of the biggest challenges. The other challenge that's big too here, we have a lot of wind in the area that we live in the wintertime. So just keeping the vegetables kind of protected from the wind. So like my peas in the wintertime aren't completely blowing over and destroying the crops that way. So I think there's weather challenges in any climate that you live in, but it's just figuring out some workarounds and some ways to make it work so that you're still able to harvest some of your own fresh vegetables. But definitely I love being able to grow. I think that's the biggest advantage to living here is being able to grow something year-round.
Yep, that's it. I'm right there behind you. You know, and it's interesting because our best growing season actually starts now and goes all the way to May. At the end of May, that's when the inferno starts. And so you're right. You do have to protect what you have there. And so, you know, you've just talked about what you like about gardening. But what other things do you like about it? Share that with our listeners.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think I absolutely love, of course, the fresh taste, knowing that I'm eating healthy food. That's one of my favorite things. But even more than that, I think for me, it's a therapy to be out in the garden. I love the beauty. I love the feeling of I'm planting something, kind of the magic of the seed, the miracle of the seed, you know, planting it. Picking out what I want to grow, then planting it, then watering it, and then seeing that very first seed, you know, pop out of the soil. I think to me has always been such a miracle and held such a fascination for me. And then just watching it grow. I mean, to me, like the potential in one tiny seed is just stunning. It just absolutely fascinates me. And then I love just going out and wandering around and creating a beautiful outdoor space. To me, it's just therapeutic. Helps you unwind from the day. And then once you're able to harvest those vegetables, it's such a feeling of pride, you know, knowing that I did this, I grew this, and I'm going to, you know, harvest it and then have healthy food. I can feed my family. And I love to give away my vegetables, too. So I love to share it with other people, you know, my neighbors, my friends, and pretty much, you know, whoever's house I go to, I'm bringing something with me, which is always a good feeling to be able to share with people and get them excited about gardening, too.
You are so right, and I love, you are so elegant in the way that you depict what it is that makes you happy. It's so many facets that, you know, there's, as I'm listening to you, I have a big smile on my face, and I'm like, yes, exactly, that's what it is.
Yes, you can read
it. Thank you. Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, and where did your passion for all of this come from? You know, you were living in an apartment with your husband, and all of a sudden this something happened that changed everything. How did this happen?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It kind of came out of nowhere. Cause like I mentioned, as a kid, I wasn't that thrilled with it. But I think once we had our own children, you know, I became more concerned about the pesticides and the food and, you know, just wanting something healthy for my own family. And then thinking back to my roots of growing up in a family of 10 kids and just seeing that togetherness that brought to our family out in the garden. And
togetherness is what it is. Togetherness is what it's all about. We're going to take another quick break. We're going to come back with the amazing Callie Kim. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Federal judges in three states temporarily blocked Donald Trump's policy to deny green cards to many immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, and other government benefits, dealing a setback to one of the president's most aggressive moves yet to cut legal immigration and make it more based on employment skills than family ties. The rulings in California, New York, and Washington, D.C. came in quick succession 4 days before the new rules were set to take effect. A heavy downpour and strong winds pounded Tokyo and the surrounding areas as a powerful typhoon, forecast to be Japan's worst in 6 decades, made landfall and passed over the capital, where streets, nearby beaches, and train stations had been long deserted. Store shelves were bare after people stocked up on water and food ahead of the typhoon, and a coastal earthquake of 5.8 on the Richter scale also rattled the area. Remember, you can listen online anytime at USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st Century Gold Rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st Century Gold Rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Ferreira de Fry, and my guest this hour is the amazing gardening expert and enthusiast, Kelly Kim. You will want to reserve a copy of her upcoming book, Organic Gardening for Everyone, Homegrown Vegetables Made Easy. It is released December 24th, 2019, and you can pre-order the book at her website, which is CallieKimGardenAndHome.com. Callie Kim, spelled C-A-L-I-K-I-M, GardenAndHome.com. Welcome back, Callie Kim.
Thank you.
My goodness, the time goes by so fast, and I apologize for having, again, to interrupt. You were talking about how the catalyst, that, you know, once you have children, and I feel the same way, that once you have children, you take on a whole different role of responsibility, not just for yourself, but for others. And so you start to examine all facets of your life. You know, am I using good products for cleaning clothes? Am I, you know, what are the foods that I'm feeding my family? And on and on. And so that's one of the things that caused you to really look at gardening.
Yes, it did. I wanted to provide that some of the same experiences for my own family as I experienced as a child, and really just bringing that family togetherness, you know, to the household. And gardening was really a way that not only I enjoyed, but I felt like I could provide my family with healthy food to eat. And then I began to share it with other people, and I had no clue what it would turn into. But like I mentioned at the beginning, when we got out there and filmed that first video, then I got really excited about not only sharing with my family, but widening that to a broader audience through our YouTube channel.
So let's talk about that. I've been saving the best for last, so to speak. Tell us all about this amazing YouTube channel, and just let us hear all about it.
Sure. Well, we started, I believe it was about 8 years ago now, and we had no clue what it would turn into. But as we started filming the videos and posting them on YouTube, people started commenting, asking for more videos. And what we found is that we had a really good synergy between us, my husband Jerry and I. He is a videographer on the side, has always enjoyed, you know, producing and kind of making videos look beautiful with his camera skills. And I found that I really enjoyed teaching and sharing with other people how to grow organic vegetables. And so we felt like that was a really good combination to really share with the world. And it's worked really well. We've been able to post over 800 how-to tutorial videos. And one thing that we really like to do is explain to people that gardening does not have to be complicated. It doesn't have to take a lot of time, cost a lot of money. And it's something that you can fit into your schedule, because a lot of people, they don't think they can. They think it's going to be too complicated and they're not going to be able to do it, or they can't afford all the supplies they need to get started. So it really became our passion to share how to do that, how to grow your own organic vegetables in a quick, simple, inexpensive way. So that's what we do. We try and bring in, you know, obviously organic methods when we can. We talk about composting. We try and keep things low cost by encouraging people to start from seed, rather than, you know, purchasing plants at the garden center, and just teaching them how to do that in a really simple way that anybody can understand. And that's why my book coming up is called No Experience Required. You don't have to have a gardening degree or be a horticulturist. Anyone can grow their own food. So over the
You're
years,
absolutely right.
Has grown and then grown into the book. So it's pretty amazing how that all works.
It is. And, you know, you guys have done something that's just simply remarkable. You know, I mean, there must have been some sort of divine intervention, because what you've grown, you have, in many ways, you have cultivated, to use gardening terms, you know, you have gardened into this amazing place that people can come for everything they need from start to finish, and I love the tips. Tell us, what are the most? Tell me a little bit about the videos. What are the three most popular videos that people look at? Do you think?
I'd say probably one of our most popular ones is how to start a hot compost pile. A lot of people want to, you know, grow organically, but really don't know how to start a compost pile, and so. You know, we really teach it in a simple way, and people have watched that video. I think it's maybe up to a couple million views by now, and been able to start composting, which of course is a free way that you can fertilize your garden just from your kitchen scraps and your yard scraps and things like that. And hot composting breaks it down quickly, so in about a month to 6 weeks, they can be putting their own fertilizer that they made on their garden, and people absolutely love that. Another couple popular videos are usually harvesting videos. People love to see organic vegetables harvested, and that's one thing I get so excited about is when I go out and I have a big harvest basket with me and I'm picking my vegetables, and I like to share a lot of garden tips along the way and really interact with people in the comments. And that's one thing that people love, is seeing those organic vegetables harvested and really realizing that they can do it too. So it's one thing we love to do, is just inspire people that you can do this, you can be a gardener, you can grow your own organic food.
Absolutely, and you really have inspired a lot of people. I mean, you probably hear from your audience how you've changed their lives.
Yes, that's one thing. That's really one reason that that we wanted to do this, is because we really wanted to touch people's lives and really build a community. So we really feel like that's one reason why our YouTube channel has grown so quickly, is because we put such an emphasis on community and really responding to comments. And it's so motivating when we hear people's lives have changed. Just recently, I had a chance to meet one of my viewers who actually moderates on our live stream. We do a weekly live stream. She came to California. We had the opportunity to meet up. And she has some pretty severe health issues, depression issues, had to quit her job, and could do nothing but lie in bed. So she was really, really struggling. She would look outside and say, someday I'm going to get outside and grow my own vegetables. And she typed in gardening into YouTube, and our channel came up. So she pretty much binge-watched all of our videos before she was even healthy enough to get outside. And she would pray, God, please let me get outside and plant something. And then finally she was able to go outside, plant her own garden. And she really feels like because of our channel and just, you know, the work that she did herself to grow her own vegetables and eat organic, she was able to heal. And she actually went on to get her Master Gardener certificate, and she's now helping me on my YouTube channel and also helping other people grow her own vegetables. So it's just so inspiring to hear her story and to meet her and just to hear how her life has changed.
And you have touched the lives of so many people. Your work is just to be commended. And, you know, when you think about I've been doing this show for 14 years. I think this is maybe my 15th year. And 15 years ago, there was no such thing as a blog. There was no such thing as YouTube. There was no such thing as any of this. And, you know, all this information was sequestered somewhere. But, you know, it was almost like so few people had access to it that people were very discouraged about just simple things like composting. That was something that our grandparents did without even thinking about it. Like, just like we brush our teeth every day. Of course you grow your own veggies. So, you know, what you have done is magnanimous. And again, I'm so grateful, and I know our listeners will be grateful having an opportunity to go and check out all the stuff that you're doing and have done. What do you say to someone who's on the fence? You're welcome. What do you say to someone who's on the fence about starting a garden or just discouraged because growing veggies isn't working out for them? What's your advice?
Well, I love to work with new gardeners, and I love talking to people who are discouraged because I love to encourage them that they can do it. And it's amazing when someone who thinks they're a brown thumb, and I always say there's no brown thumbs out there, but who thinks they're a brown thumb, sees something grow. I just love that thrill that they have. But I kind of have a garden motto that I like to share with people, and that is start simple and then expand later. A lot of people will jump in and plant, you know, every single vegetable they ever wanted to grow.
We're going to take a quick break, Ms. Callie Kim,
okay.
And we're going to come back and talk about this garden motto because it's really cool stuff. Those of you listening, don't go away. We're coming right back with more of Callie Kim.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hot
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, and this is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry. My guest this hour is gardening enthusiast Callie Kim. If you want to grow healthy vegetables at home but have hesitated because it seems too hard and time-consuming, Organic Gardening for Everyone is your perfect hands-on guide that addresses your concerns and gets you started. Callie Kim has a great story to tell. Growing healthy organic vegetables for your family is not difficult, even for today's time-challenged lifestyles. You'll be rewarded for your effort every time you place a plate of natural organic vegetables on the family dinner table, knowing exactly what they are, what is in them, and where they came from. Release date is December 10th, 2019, and it's available now for pre-order. To order your copy, go to www.CallieKimGarden.com. CallieKimGardenAndHome.com. Callie Kim, C-A-L-I-K-I-M, gardenandhome.com. Welcome back, Callie.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. So you were getting very excited about talking about your motto, and I love your motto. You say, start simple with just one vegetable. Ask yourself, what vegetables do I like to eat? Grow just one of them in a small container outside or on a sunny windowsill. Go ahead. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. People tend to get overwhelmed when they start at first. And I like to say, just start simple. You don't have to grow everything all at once. Just start with one thing. Just one thing, even if it's one container, one vegetable, grow it. You're going to get excited about it. You're going to taste that success, taste that first vegetable and be thrilled. And then you're going to want to grow more. And then you can expand to other areas of your garden. So one of the easiest things I feel for people to start with is lettuce. It grows simply. It grows fast. You can grow it on your windowsill. You can grow it outside in a garden bed. It's one of the easiest vegetables to grow. So I always encourage people, if you don't know what to grow, to start with that. And then you can always expand to one or two more. So that's just how my garden motto works, and it seemed to work out pretty well for people.
I love it. You know, this is, why we call this the Easy Organic Gardener is because, you know, we want people to not be afraid of gardening. We want people to say, hey, I can do it. And EASY, environmentally and sustainable yours, you know, all of that is important. You know, we want people to grow things that are healthy and realize that growing organically does not require a lot of work. You know, once you've done set up, it's an easy process. And, you know, I have I had a guy on the radio show recently who wrote a book called The Lazy Ass Gardening. I thought, yeah, see, there you go. That's right up my alley.
Exactly. That's great.
So let's go back. What are the questions that you get most from your audience? What are the questions that they ask you? Curious.
I'd say probably the biggest question is about watering. How to water my vegetables? How do I know when they need water? How much water do they need? People tend to get tripped up in the watering area of things. So, I actually talk about this in my book. I have a whole section on it. I wish there was a magic answer to give people. But as you well know, Sherry, it's really dependent on so many different factors, like the temperature, the type of soil you're using, where you're growing your vegetables, where you have your garden. So I really like to share some clues to look for that help make it easy for people to figure out when they need to water. It's kind of a trial and error process, but once you get it down, you know, you can water like a pro. But if you're growing seedlings, I have people look for, like, is the top of the soil getting a lighter brown? That's a real sign that you need to water. If you're gardening outside, I always encourage people to check your soil first before you dump a lot of water on it, because, of course, if you water too much, your plants can rot, and if you don't water enough, they might die. So I like to use my finger, like, as a moisture meter and encourage people to, you know, poke their finger down in the soil, and if it feels dry, then your plants are going to need some water. But if it feels moist, then you don't want to overlove your plants by dumping too much water on them. So that little simple thing has really seemed to do the trick.
Yep, we've all had the Jewish mother thing where we overwater and cause all kinds of issues. We just love them to death.
I've done that many a time myself, for sure.
So let's talk a little bit more about your book. Tell us what you've got going on in it, and why should people get a copy of it? What's in it? Tell us.
Sure. Yeah, I am super excited about my book. It actually was a family effort between myself doing the writing, and then my husband Jerry did a lot of the photography, as well as our daughter, Julianne. She's 23 and just an amazing photographer. So it was really a fun family project to work on together, and we're really proud of how it turned out. But basically, it's a step-by-step guide to planting your own organic vegetables with no experience, really making it easy for people. And I really just wanted people to feel like I'm out in the garden with them, holding their hand, you know, but giving them the skills that they can do on their own. So, through the book, I really encourage people to start simple and show them exactly how to get started from seed indoors to move your plants outdoors, and then pretty much walk them through the process of transitioning your plants outside, when to plant them outside, even going through your garden bed setups, some simple raised beds, container setups, and all the way to getting your vegetables actually planted, and then nurturing them, dealing with easy organic methods of pest control. Because gardening is wonderful, but we all do face challenges in the garden, so helping people learn how to deal with and expect the challenges that come up. And then at the end, I have a chapter on the rewards of gardening, just really reveling in the garden giving back to you, not only through the harvest, but also in the ability to share your vegetables with other people, improving your health, and becoming part of a garden community, which, there's so many different garden communities out there to get involved in, whether it's online or a local garden community. But really, it's giving people the tools for feeling like, I can do this. I can grow my own vegetables without any prior experience, and I can do it in a quick, simple, inexpensive way.
So it's a primer on how to do it, start to finish. And
start to finish, absolutely.
And it's easy. So jumping back to seeds just for a moment, I'm curious. So what happens to the gardener who missed the seed window. Are they, you know, what is your feeling about that? If it says you need to plant your starts at a certain time,
mm-hmm.
but we don't have the starts right. going, is it your advice to go ahead and just plant a little later? Or do you abort the seed hatching as, or in favor of buying starts? What's your advice to our listeners?
I would say, I mean, you know, you want to get your seed started early, but if not, I encourage people to go pick up some plant starts at the garden center. There's nothing wrong with that. And then in my book, actually, I do give some guidelines on how do you look for good transplants at the garden center, ones that are healthy and, you know, they're going to survive in your garden, and you don't want to bring bugs into your garden from transplants. But absolutely, I mean, I prefer to start from seeds because there's so many varieties. But if you can't do that, then by all means, go to your garden center and pick up some transplants. Whatever you have to do to get some food growing in your own backyard, that's the beauty of it. You can do it in so many different ways. And I do encourage people, one of my favorite things to say is you got to experiment. How are you going to know, you know, what works or doesn't work where you live? Because it's different for all of us, depending on our climate, if you don't experiment. So try different methods, whether it's starting from seed, picking up some transplants, try different places in your garden, try different vegetables that maybe you haven't tried before. And then again, there's no failures if it doesn't work out. You've learned something, and you're going to try something different next time.
Hear, hear. So, tell us about pest control. What are your tips for pest control?
First of all, I like to, my favorite thing to do right off the bat is to spray my plant that might be infested down with a spray of water from my hose. A lot of times that'll knock the pest off. And, you know, sometimes you might have to go out and check every day if you have a plant that's, you know, covered with aphids or whatever. But a lot of times that will do it. If that doesn't work, then typically my next go-to is neem oil. I like to use neem oil mixed with peppermint oil, too, because the peppermint oil, you know, the pests don't necessarily like the smell of that. And the neem oil is a good organic method, which kind of, you know, disrupts the life cycle of the pest. So anything organic, though, as I'm sure you well know, Sherry, has to be sprayed regularly. It's not like a one-and-done kind of thing. And I like to spray preventatively, because it's always easier to, you know, prevent a problem than it is to control an infestation. The other thing, though, is I plant a lot. I always have backups going because things are going to die. So I think sometimes if you expect that things are going to die, you're not so shocked and disappointed when they do.
Thank you so much, Kelly Kim, for being on the Easy Organic Gardener today. And for those of you who are listening, we will have another amazing guest next week. Go out and make it a great Easy Organic Gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry.
Help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.